home right now.
I kind of feel sorry for you if you are, because it is a tough, tough go. We are in what is called a seller's market, as in the seller has most, if not all, of the power these days. Tamara Satov is a personal finance writer and editor. She writes regularly for Money Sense, and she joins us now to provide some tips for buying during these ridiculous times. Hello, Tamara. How are you?
I'm well, Bruce. How are you?
You are grateful you bought your home in 2005, aren't you? For the price of, you know, I don't know, a backyard garden shed in today's market.
So grateful. And, you know, the funny thing is that we were worried at the time we were buying at the top of the market. You know, you just never know.
Yeah. It is, as I said off the top, a seller's market. That is the case in almost every single nook and cranny of this country, coast to coast to coast. How would you characterize what buyers are faced with these days?
It's an extreme seller's market in many areas of the country. And it's not just sort of the same story, what we're hearing in Toronto and Vancouver. It's, you know, even smaller centers, it's spilling over into different parts of Ontario. And, you know, while you may not be looking at sort of million-dollar homes, the rate of increase in many places, even Kelowna, you know, we're looking at double-digit increase in prices. So it's hard for many, many people.
There is a fair amount of nuance in terms of what goes on in a very specific geographic area on pricing. But what are some things that people looking for a home should know about pricing strategies that realtors might employ in today's market?
Yeah, so I think that's really key. I think the one thing buyers need to keep in mind is that a sales price is just a way to market a property. So it really doesn't say anything about the value of that home, what other people are willing to pay for it. It's just an offer to market. It's trying to get as many eyeballs on that listing as possible. And, you know, that's why we're seeing homes selling for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars over the list price.
Bully offers have been prevalent in major cities for a very long period of time. Smaller markets are now seeing them. How should people looking for a home consider that game? Because I always worry when I see how off the sale prices are versus list. It's like, has someone had a seizure? Why on earth would they bid so much more? Did they consider their budget?
You know, one of the realtors I spoke with, he even said, like, it just takes one person to put in sort of this crazy offer. And because it's a blind bidding process and you don't know what the next lowest bid was, it just takes that one crazy offer. And then that becomes the new standard in that neighborhood. And so that's where this exponential growth comes from, because as soon as someone on that street buys a house for that amount of money, then the other homes that are about the same size, the same lot size and number of bedrooms, whatnot, that's what they're going to expect to receive when they sell their home. So what happens is if a person can get in and see a home right away, as soon as it's listed, and then get their offer in before that sort of crazy person is there bidding against them, they have a better chance of having their offer accepted. And that is because the seller, you know, they will have to make a choice. They'll say, okay, here's a really decent offer. And I can either say, you know what, this is a really good offer, but I'm going to wait and see. I'm going to, you know, play my cards and see like what else I can get. And a lot of times a seller doesn't want to do that. They, like, as they say, you know, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, and they would much rather take the sure thing than wait to see what they can get. So the buyer that can get in early and have that preemptive offer before, you know, there's often a sort of a night when the seller will accept bids and look at them all together. If you can get in before that, then you have a much better chance.
What's the current thinking on home inspections? I mean, there was a time in which you had a clause that said this offer is conditional on a home inspection. That seems to be waived almost universally these days.
Well, yeah, it does depend on the market. But yeah, when there's an extreme seller's market, the problem is just there isn't time. So even people who are willing to pay to have an inspection before they put in an offer, which is an expense, you know, they don't know if their offer is going to be accepted. And, you know, it can cost a couple $100 or more to do a home inspection. There's just not time, you know, like if things are happening so fast and you have to go in and see the place and when are you going to get that inspection done? So what's more commonly happening is that the seller will have a pre-listing inspection done, and that will sort of list sort of what upgrades have happened, what, you know, what repairs maybe still need to be done. And the buyer can use that as a bit of a gauge to see, you know, what's what. The problem is that home inspection is kind of more of an art than a science. And depending on who the inspector is, like, you may not necessarily agree. The inspectors themselves may not agree with each other. So there's still, you know, a bit of that let the buyer beware if you're using an inspection that the seller commissioned. But if it's done by a sort of reputable firm, then you can, you'll probably get the same information as if you had paid for it yourself.
What advice do you have to first-time home buyers on really determining what the top end of their budget actually is? Because this is one of the things that creates great concern for me. These prices are ridiculous. The people who are buying these homes may have some help from their parents on a down payment. But what happens down the line if they realize, geez, I actually can't carry a house over time that I paid such a significant amount of money for?
Right. And, you know, the government is kind of stepping in there with the mortgage stress test, building sort of that padding so that people cannot take on sort of more debt than they could afford if rates go up. So what the mortgage stress test does is it doesn't really matter what the rates are right now. They want to see that if rates go up, you can still make your payments. And so that's what the lender will use to figure out your affordability. And even though you wouldn't be spending anywhere near that much on your mortgage payment, like, they're going to use a rate that's so much higher to figure out what you can afford so that won't be a problem. But in terms of just figuring out for people themselves, like, once they get that number from the lender, they still have to be careful because they have to understand that, like, when we're talking about mortgages of, you know, $1 million or homes of $1 million or more, and the bank will only cover 80% of the property value. So if you think, I'm going to just, you know, throw everything I've got, I've been pre-approved for $1 million and, you know, I'm just going to throw everything I've got at it. What happens then if the bank doesn't appraise that home at the same value as what you think it's worth? They're not going to loan you the full amount. They're only going to loan you 80% of what they think it's worth. So if that happens, you could be in a terrible situation. Like, you'd end up defaulting on the purchase because you wouldn't have enough for your down payment. And that, there's, you know, in the courts, we've seen this happen where, you know, buyers have not been able to make their financing, had to sort of renege on the deal. And then they are sued by the seller later because they couldn't get that same amount from another buyer. And they've had to pay the difference and legal fees.
A lot of cautionary tales here, Tamara. Thank you for joining us with your tips. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bruce.
Tamara Satov is a personal finance writer, writes regularly for Money Sense. Please, please, please do lots and lots and lots of research as you walk through these dangerous waters on buying a home, especially if it is your first time.